Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury. I am also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Reading Plan. And we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. In today's reading, we had Exodus 7, Luke 10, Job 24, and 1 Corinthians 11. For all of you guys who've been rocking with us from the beginning, welcome to day 55. I'm proud of you. You're doing it. Keep going. For those of you who are brand new or newer, I celebrate the fact that you are deciding, no matter where you are in the year, to prioritize God's word today. Make the same choice tomorrow and the day after. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. Today's reading covers a ton of significant ground throughout all the different chapters we read, but we won't be able to cover most of it. So I feel compelled to speak on the subject that Jesus discussed the most, like the thing that he covers with most of his ministry, and it's at the heart of his instructions for the 72, or the 70, depending on your translation, as he sends them out to share the gospel. And we read that in Luke today in chapter 10. Jesus' message is known as the gospel, right? Or the euangelion. That's the Greek word, which means good news. It is the good news of the coming king who is entering into today's broken kingdom and seeking to call us into his upside-down way of living, his upside-down kingdom. A kingdom that lifts up the lowly and poor in spirit and brings down the proud and haughty. In the days of the Roman emperors, the emperor was seen as the spirit of, or the protector of, the empire. Also, the announcement of the appearance or the rise of the throne of the new ruler was called the gospel. So to be sent with the gospel was to be proclaiming the good news of a new king. So that is why we see Jesus making it very clear what the message is for all those he sends out. The kingdom of God is here, at hand, and coming. This is such an important message for us to understand, and it's the reason why Jesus was killed. He wasn't killed because he told folks to forgive one another, or to love extravagantly, or to be sacrificial, but because he told folks that he is a king of a new coming kingdom, and to call people into submission to him as that new king. So, but what is this kingdom? The kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, as it's often called, is akin to every other kingdom in one fact, that there is a realm and there is a ruler. The creator king, God the Father, he created all things, and that was his realm, everything. Satan first rebelled against his rule as he was an angel, and he sinned against God and was cast out of heaven for his attempted coup of God's throne. God then put man and woman who he had just created in the garden and gave them authority under his rule to have a certain level of dominion. They too rebelled against his rule and were cast from the garden. God then reasserts or reestablishes his reign through Abraham and Sarah. And then Pharaoh demonstrates another worldly kingdom looking to overthrow God's rule. Then Moses is sent to reestablish. And then soon we have Babylonian exile, and so on and so on. The story of mankind ever since, as we read in scripture and throughout history, has been man attempting to claim its own sovereignty over what is rightfully God's. Jesus's entry into human history is God's final assertion that his kingdom will forever reign. He brings the kingdom of God wherever he goes, and peoples, cities, regions, nations will never be the same. The kingdom of God will be fully realized when Jesus ultimately returns and every knee bows and every tongue confesses that he is Lord. So in that sense, The kingdom of God is coming and coming soon. And with Jesus' presence now, in as we're reading the Gospels, it is clear that the kingdom can now be reached. Those who recognize him as king can surrender and enter into the kingdom in that moment. So the kingdom is at hand. It's within our reach. It's within our very grasp even now. And not only is it coming or at hand, but it is here. Jesus powerfully demonstrates his present reign and rule when he casts out demons and performs many signs and wonders. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. The kingdom is here." This is what he was sending out with the 70, the message of this kingdom. People are given the choice to submit to this new eternal kingdom that is here at hand and coming, or to continue to be subjects of the rebellious kingdom that works to overthrow God's righteous rule. Let's pray that we would continue to live as subjects of the righteous king. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you loved us enough to send the message of the kingdom of God through the messenger, the lovely messenger of Jesus, the mighty sovereign king. And we pray that he would continue to reign supreme within us. Lord, would you set up your kingdom within us and establish it firmly as you send us out like you sent out your 70 with the message of the kingdom and with the reality of the kingdom living within us in our midst as we go, that we would bring the kingdom into all of our realms that we walk and bring that reality to bear. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment on this episode if you got thoughts, questions, comments, either on this or any other passage. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.